Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you like barbecue sauce? How many of you love barbecue sauce? Barbecue sauce can be tangy, it could be sweet, it could be savory, it could be hickory, it could be spicy. Barbecue is probably one of the most flexible sauces out there. You could put it on anything. The average person likes it. You could tweak it a little bit to make it less spicy, less acidic-y, vinegary. And barbecue is as American as it comes. Even though it wasn't invented in America, barbecue, we believe, came from Africa. And then we started to use it more in the late 1600s. I believe barbecue type of sauce came to the French Indies and then came to America. So, you know, America took it upon us, and now we do barbecue all the time. And barbecue, we'll take hold and take ownership of. But it wasn't American born. Variances, if that's the right word, of barbecue sauce has been around in multiple other continents than before we got it. But the thing with barbecue sauce is people are, doing their New Year's resolutions and they're trying to get more healthy and they want to control their blood sugar and they want to control their blood pressure. They want to get their weight down. They want to stop their acid reflux. I got to tell you, I had somebody say his New Year's resolution is to stop his acid reflux. He is always getting reflux. Well, I see the popularity of barbecue. We had some barbecue New Year's Eve. It was delicious. But barbecue sauce, it's not bad, but it probably isn't one of the healthiest choices. There's ways to make it healthier, but if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to keep your sugar down, if you're trying to keep your blood pressure down, if you're trying to watch your acid reflux, if you're trying to avoid acidic foods, barbecue sauce may be the type of sauce to avoid then. All right, why? Because barbecue sauce has a lot of sugar, it has a lot of salt, has a lot of acidity, and plus, what are you putting barbecue sauce on? Are you putting barbecue sauce on a carrot, on a piece of broccoli? Are you putting barbecue sauce on some cauliflower? Probably not. You're putting barbecue sauce on a rib, on a meaty, succulent, tender, just texturized rib, and you're just tearing your teeth into it, and the sauce gets all over you and smothers. It's just yummy. I'm getting hungry. So, for those of us that like meat, we're going to be like, forget it. I'm sticking with the barbecue. But for those of you whose New Year's resolution is, well, I'm going to try to eat a little healthier. I want to kind of get my health into play. You might want to consider something else other than barbecue. So I wrote a little piece on this, kind of looking at the sugar levels. And, I think there's like 2 tablespoons of sugar is it 10 grams of sugar? Hold on a second. Each teaspoon of barbecue sauce contains 10 grams of sugar. Well, how much sugar are you allowed? Well, we don't really tell people, how much sugar you're allowed, because otherwise people will eat more sugar. But we want you to be under 9 teaspoons of sugar a day. For a man, for a woman, I think it's less. I think a woman, 6. Is it teaspoons or tablespoons? Yeah, teaspoons. Teaspoons! How, as a woman, am I supposed to be under 6 teaspoons of sugar a day when there's sugar naturally in our grapes, in our orange juice, in our... So if 1 teaspoon of barbecue sauce adds that much extra sugar, if you're eating a whole rib, there's probably a bunch of teaspoons on it. So from a sugar standpoint, not so good. And 1 in 3 Americans is pre-diabetic. So Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about nutrition this year because we want to get our immunity up and we want to get our weight down and we want to be more healthy. So, salt. Our salt intake should be less than 2,300 milligrams a day. If you have a heart condition, we want you under 1,500, even less. Well, there's a lot of salt in barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce, they believe every tablespoon has about 125 to 250 milligrams of sodium. So 250 milligrams of sodium in one tablespoon of barbecue sauce, and mind you, salt is in everything. It's a huge salt load. Now, there's always a push on eating less acidic foods. You know, does acidity cause cancer? I'm kind of torn on this whole acidity versus basic sort of food diets because your body knows how to get rid of extra acids through breathing mechanisms, through kidney mechanisms, but I don't like acidic foods when it comes to reflux. I see so many people, you know, have to hit the Tums or have to hit the Rolaids or have to hit the Protonix or the Prilosec or the Nexium, all these PPIs, all these antacids. And when I look at what they're eating, you know, you eat a big, large meal or a big, meaty meal or food with a lot of, you know, acidity, you're going to have reflux. And reflux is where the acid comes from the stomach up into the esophagus. It could go up into your throat, causing issues with sore throats, causing changes to the esophagus that could rarely become Barrett's esophagus and possibly esophageal cancer. We really don't want acid to be anywhere it doesn't need to be. So the less acidic foods you eat, the easier it is for your digestive system. Well, because barbecue sauce has vinegar in it, you know, it's more acidic. Tomatoes are more acidic. Now, what a chef might do is to balance out the acidity, they may add more sugar to it. The more sugar might try to deacidify, but then you're just uploading the sugar. So, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about nutrition and how to, you know, avoid certain foods that or try to swap foods out to have a more healthier choice. But talk to your medical provider. You know, many of us kind of know where you could get the sugar-free barbecue sauces or the low-salt barbecue sauces or maybe the low-acidity barbecue sauces. But, you know, if you eat more vegetables and you kind of go for more greens, then maybe we could kind of avoid the topic altogether. But mind you, I'm very American. I love barbecue. But now that I know the barbecue wasn't, you know, designed in America, I'm not anti-American if I tell people to kind of cut back on the barbecue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently, Lake Superior State University has released their 45th annual list of words that are to be banished this next year from Queen's English because of misuse, because of poor grammar, overuse, or people are just sick of the words. Now, I was very fearful that something like sup, you know, would be removed from that because I've just started to get comfortable with sup. I didn't like the word jelly, jelly for jealous. Somebody will post something and I'll be like, oh, jelly. I don't really like that one. But because I don't like it, it just caught on. A big one is okay, boomer. Boomers don't like being told okay, boomer. And us Generation Xers don't like being called that too. My kids will go okay, boomer to me. And I'm a Gen Xer. All right. You know, Okay. I had to moonwalk and wear white jeans throughout high school. I deserve to be called an Xer. But here's the list of words that apparently the university believes are, actually they took a vote, and these are what students believe should be banished. And number one on the list is COVID-19. They want the term COVID-19 banished from this year. Now, it's not going to be. People are going to still talk about COVID-19. People call it the Rona. You know, my Sharona. You know, the Rona. You could call it Rona. You could call it COVID-19. You could call it the virus. I don't think that word is going away anytime soon. But it shows you people are really sick of hearing it. Not only that, they're sick of the term social distancing. These are the young ones. I don't blame them. I hate the term social distancing. I was at a restaurant for New Year's. And in the restaurant, you wear your mask. You have to stand outside before you get your temperature checked. They check your temperature once you're inside. Then you sit down at a table. The tables are all distanced. You could then take off your mask to eat. And, you know, I took a picture because it was New Year's Eve and I wanted to toast goodbye 2020. You have people going, nobody social distancing, nobody. I am sick of hearing the term social distancing. Excuse me, as a physician, I have to urge it, but I think everybody's kind of done with social distancing. So maybe we'll come up with a term of, you know, I don't know, stay apart or distance, dude. Maybe something like that, you know, I don't know. Distance, dude. I love dude. I don't ever want to see dude go away. We're all in this together. We're all in this together is another term for 2021 that people don't want to hear. We are all in this together. If you've lost your job, if you've lost your business, if you've lost your life savings, and then you see politicians get to go out and have these fancy dinners and get their hair done and all that, no, we're not all in this together. When you see politicians get the COVID vaccine when you can't yet, we're not all in this together. So, you know, when you see politicians get monoclonal antibodies, when your family members are dying in the hospital, this we're all in this together is kind of not something that, so I agree with that. Let's just take that one off the list. Pivot. I use the word pivot a lot because when I was in basketball, well, I wasn't in basketball per se, but in PE and health and fitness, I loved basketball. I actually wasn't that bad at basketball, and I really learned how to pivot. And so I use pivot a lot. It's a basketball term. It's a term I'm very, very comfortable with. Just like fresh set of downs, right? Like line of scrimmage, neutral zone infraction. I love using football terms. Please don't. We are not going to talk about what happened with the Cowboys yesterday. No. That 2021, we will not talk about the Cowboys until next season. Okay? But pivot, it's a term that I guess people are sick of because we pivot every time a government official decides to change their mind on masks, on business shutdown, on the vaccine. Really, are we pivoting now? You told us the vaccines had to be in two doses, that it had to be the full dose, and now you're going to pivot and say, yeah, maybe we'll do half dose, maybe we'll do this. So people are kind of sick of the pivot, all right? Unprecedented. That's another term that people want to get rid of. Well, this was unprecedented. These are unprecedented times, and also they have on here, these are uncertain times. Uncertain times is an old school phrase that I think we heard from FDR. These are uncertain times. You know, if you really want to appeal to the youth that might not be social distancing and partying, you know, tell them that this is chaos. Oh, chaos causes too much hype. You've already caused the hype. When you say these are uncertain times, shh, goes right over our head. These are unprecedented times. Unprecedented times means they're about to do something unprecedented or maybe unconstitutional, or they're going to start trampling on your rights. So I could see why younger people are saying, no, 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 don't be giving me this unprecedented time BS because that means you're going to do something unprecedented. So, you know, I would probably say, use a word saying, this is a very confusing time. This is a very, you know, scary time. You know, we've never seen anything like this before. It's chaotic. But I really wouldn't use those terms. All right. Don't worry about the hype. We've already hyped enough. Karen. People want the term Karen gone. And the reason why this was nominated as a word for Lake Superior University is because you have a lot of people out there whose name is Karen. And so Karen, we talked about this day one. Those people whose name was Karen, once they started to say, oh, she's a Karen, she's a Karen, she's a Karen, those people whose name is Karen, It's like, well, gosh, you know? Just like, you know, I'm always scared that the name Dahlia is going to be attributed to, like, a gynecological, you know, disease. And, you know, mind you, I would appreciate the fame, but, you know, oh, man, she's got a Dahlia. Or she's or he's suffering from a big erythematous Dahlia. I mean, maybe there'd be a hemorrhoid named after me. I don't know. So you need to be really, really careful. And all everybody's saying is you're a Karen, she's a Karen, they're a Karen, you're acting like a Karen. And everybody's joking about it, but then you have somebody whose name is Karen, and, you know, they're just trying to go on a date, they're just trying to meet somebody on Tinder, and they feel like they have to change their name. So, not good. Sus, not sup, but sus is apparently sus means suspicious. So complainers, they say, use this, I don't know, so they don't like sus. All right. Now, I know, right? That's on the list. So when somebody tells you something, like, yeah, social distancing stinks, you're like, I know, right? I know, right? That's something I've only recently seen. I haven't seen a lot of, I know, right? I haven't seen a lot of that. But apparently the young ones say we've seen too much of that. Now, the reason why I have a poll going on now is what words would you like to see get rid of is because okay boomer is not on this list. And the average boomer cannot stand the okay boomer. Somebody had suggested to me get rid of Baby Yoda. What? Because Baby Yoda has a name, Grego, I believe. I don't want to call it Grego. Let's get rid of Grego and let's call him Baby Yoda. I really prefer Baby Yoda. I like that. Totes for totally. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Deets. I don't like the word deets. You know? Okay, so give me deets. I've been using that, you know, because I'm trying to, you know, sound a little younger. You know, so all right, let me know where to go. Give me deets. So deets for details. That might be going away. Chirp. Chirp, I think, is like supposed to be not so much for birds, but yeah, let's chirp about this one. I don't like that word. That's not on the list, I don't think, but these are words that I think people like. Oh, yeah, influencer. Every now and then you hear of some influencer who's dead. I don't like that term influencer. If you get the term influencer and then you're on the news that you're dead, I would say if I'm an influencer right now, cut that influencer title off. Influencer means you're not a celebrity, but you're somebody who's influencing. You have an impact on people. And it's a term that's being used now, and we're probably going to see it a lot, used a lot more, where rather than calling somebody a TikTok celebrity or a YouTube celebrity or a radio celebrity, we're going to say they're an influencer. So it knocks you down a couple notches, but it still gives you a little bit of cred, and it gives you a little bit of fame. An influencer may not, you know, last that long. Mouthfeel. Do you guys know what mouthfeel is? Mouthfeel. Not sure. Living my best life. I'm not sure if that's going to go. Remember quid pro quo. That was a word we did not like in 2016. And I think we got rid of quid pro quo back then. Apparently people want to still get rid of it because too many people are using it. So, yeah. But, you know, for those of you guys that want to make a change in 2021, I would say avoid the vocabulary. I don't think any of this vocabulary is going away, right? Because a lot of us in journalism are so exhausted right now that we don't really have a lot of creativity, right? Then we got bigger fish to fry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and 2 other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News. The world has lost another musician. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
When you walk. Kerry Marsden, lead singer of Jerry and the Pacemakers, has died after a short illness. The group he led helped define the Merseybeat sound in the 1960s, the same musical scene that produced the Beatles. They hit number one in the UK in 1963 with their first 3 singles. How Do You Do It? I Like It, and their most memorable song, You'll Never Walk Alone. That track has been adopted as a theme song for English soccer club Liverpool. Marsden was 78. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Trump is expected to give Representatives Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan the Presidential Medal of Freedom. On Monday, Nunes of California is expected to get the award. Jim Jordan is expected to receive his medal next week. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Maybe, maybe, you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So hopefully after New Year's, nobody's really going to be looking at alcohol anytime soon. For those of you that drink alcohol on a regular basis, you can't ever really stop alcohol abruptly. That could be dangerous. We are going to recommend you cut back, you know, as the weeks progress. And it's being recommended that if you get the COVID vaccine, you shouldn't drink within days of getting the COVID vaccine, maybe even longer. Medical experts are right now trying to figure out how long you should go without drinking after getting the COVID vaccine to make sure the COVID vaccine works. We're going to talk about what to do after you get the COVID vaccine. But first, a lot of concern about the mutant strain coming out of South Africa. So we have 2 mutant strains. They have similar mutations, in fact, the same mutation from what we understand, in terms of the spike protein, but we have two strains. We have the B1117 out of the UK. That's the strain that we believe is already here in America. I believe they found in Colorado and California people to have that strain. And then in South Africa, we have the 501YV2 strain. And both of them have a similar mutation. The mutation is the N501Y mutation of the spike protein. And so the spike protein, the reason why you keep hearing about the spike protein is the spike protein helps the cell kind of latch on and get into the cell. It needs the ACE2 receptor to get into the cell and then be able to infect. And the virus in the UK, we believe, and we believe this happened sometime in the fall, was able to change some of its genetic material during rounds and rounds and rounds of replication, because viruses are highly replicable pathogens, made some sort of alteration, and those viruses that had more savvy sort of spike proteins ended up, you know, being able to survive, survival of the fittest, and then move on to be able to infect more people. And so the strain we're seeing in the UK, this B1117, seems to be more infectious, not more deadly, but it seems to be more infectious and attacking more younger individuals. Now, the more people that get virus, then the more virus is out there and still the potential for deadliness, but they don't believe that this virus per se is more lethal. But yes, it can cause higher numbers of death if it spreads. And I've had no doubt that it was here in the United States, and they've already found some cases. In South Africa, however, we haven't seen the South African strain here in America yet. I don't believe we've seen it in multiple countries except the UK. They think that the South African strain has been in the UK, and there were a couple cases. And again, we really haven't been limiting a lot of our travel with the UK, so I wouldn't be surprised if eventually we get that strain. But that strain, very similar mutation, and, you know, is very highly contagious. And I apologize, I got really bad allergies. My cat slept on my face the other day. So big question everybody has is, I'm rolling up my sleeve for the Pfizer vaccine, for the Moderna vaccine, will it even work? And we've been told, and currently the medical experts are saying that there is, quote, no evidence that our current vaccines will not work for this new strain. Now, people are asking me, is there no evidence that it will work? I'm of the belief that there will be some sort of partial protection. I mean, again, the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, they're designed to make a spike protein. Nothing is going to be 100% perfect, but it's going to induce the immune system to be prepared for a type of spike protein. How much different could this mutant spike protein be? Obviously different enough for it to be more contagious, but it might not be that different to evade some people's immune systems. But we did get some good news where the pharmaceutical companies say, look, we could fine tweak the vaccines. And this is what I told you guys weeks ago. The mRNA vaccines are designed, and the pharmaceutical companies have always been prepared for COVID to tweak and change and mutate. Excuse me. So the mRNA vaccine, I had some barbecue sauce. The mRNA vaccine can be tweaked to hopefully then protect against, hopefully, or be altered for new variant strains. So right now we're being told from medical experts that there is no evidence that the vaccine will not work. Mind you, we haven't really had any Americans finish their doses yet. I'm going to buy that phrase. I'm going to, you know, buy into that once I see a few weeks have passed after the second dose of people immune. I think we're going to get a lot of our questions answered by February. I think once most of people in January get their second shot, have those couple weeks to tighten up their immune system, and then we see in February, as strains go through, if they don't seem to get sick. It'll be nice. But the question then comes, well, if I did get the COVID vaccine, what do I do next? I don't want to mess up the vaccine. Well, there's not really a lot you could do to mess up the vaccine. All right? You know, with the exception of having monoclonal antibody, they aren't really suggesting, you know, that you don't take this medicine or you don't take this vitamin. Now, again, I don't know how much of that has been studied, so there's a lot of I don't know. But there's not a lot you could do to hurt, you know, the vaccine's progress. However, there are some things, you, with the exception of alcohol. They say alcohol can suppress your immune system, can lower your lymphocytes, and that's what we need. We need lymphocytes. We need, you know, the cells that help fight infection to, you know, do their job and be able to identify the protein. So, you know, medical experts are saying, you know, maybe cut back on the drinking. Again, if you are a very, very moderate to severe heavy drinker, you stop alcohol abruptly, that could be deadly. So make sure you talk to your medical provider about that. But we do know that alcohol could suppress the immune system. We know tobacco could suppress the immune system. We know living a lifestyle where you're not getting good sleep. We want you to sleep 7 to 9 hours a day. If you're not getting good sleep and you're only sleeping a couple hours a day, how's that allowing your immune system to do what it needs to do? You know, people that kind of eat like crap and they don't, you know, eat the vegetables and the fruits and things like that, that, you know, you need vitamin B, you need B6, you need B12, you need vitamin C, you need zinc, you need selenium. So, you know, you should be eating a well-balanced, healthy diet. That'll all help. But, you know, for the most part, there's not a lot you can do to ruin the vaccine. The vaccine is going to do what it can, but you also have to realize that the vaccine is not a one-shot autopilot thing. You know, the people will rely on their medication as that's all they need. You know, I can't tell you how many people, you know, had quote-unquote COVID. Their doctor gave them a Z-Pak, which is debatable. You know, we use Zithromax in the hospitals, but the CDC does not want us giving everybody Zithromax, I think, as an outpatient because of resistance. And people still partied. People still, you know, stayed out late. They were like, yeah, I got COVID. No, okay? You know, I mean, your body can only do so much. And it's very interesting because, you know, what COVID has done to the families of the 300-some thousand people that died is it really gave them a wake-up call that our bodies are very, very fragile. That life is, you know, at a moment's notice, it can be taken away. You know, one of our good friends, he had died in a bike accident, you know, a couple years ago. And then a few months later, his wife had died of colon cancer, so the children are orphaned. And, you know, that was a wake-up call. You know, two very healthy doctors just dead within a matter of months. And, you know, one within a matter of a second. And so, you know, we are humbled by how our bodies, you know, we think our bodies can take, you know, all the partying and all the alcohol and all the, you know, sexual exploits and all the car accidents and all the bungee jumps and all the falls down a mountain during a hike. And then it could be this little baby virus that we just don't see. And that's what ends up, you know, taking us out. So when you get a vaccine, you know, be humbled. You know, help it along. Don't just think that vaccine is going to do everything and do all the work for you. All right? You know, make sure you sleep well. Make sure you eat well. Avoid the alcohol, you know, and don't do stupid. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you new to the show, I love history, and I love, you know, a lot of things history, and going back and trying to collect antiques and talk about them. And, you know, we do a little bit of history on the show because it's just, you know, radio broadcasters will talk about what they like to talk about, which is why don't be surprised if you hear me talk about, you know, Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and Viggo Mortensen and Michael Fassbender. If I like something, I talk about it. And we talk a lot about chocolate. But the Titanic, has always intrigued me. On the Titanic, which sank in 1912 and claimed 1,500 lives, there's still been a lot of mystery. Was it really an iceberg right ahead? Was really that the pivotal moment? Well, the contents of a private journal written by the judge who oversaw the inquiry into the Titanic disaster is going to be revealed for the first time in a documentary. This is being reported by Daily Mail. British jurist and politician John Charles Bingham, first Viscount Mercy, was given the role of investigating the 1912 Titanic disaster. His diary details his reasons why the passenger liner sank, and it is going to be made public over a century later on the Sky History program that's going to air tomorrow. I definitely want to try to see it even though I'm not in the UK, but Lord Mercy's notes suggest that it was a combination of factors which led to the tragedy. They say the ship was traveling too fast, the crew ignored repeated ice warnings, they said watertight doors were left open as it sank. He also noted how there were not enough lifeboats. That's wasn't a surprise. We're told that was one of the initial reasons. Apparently, the lifeboats could only hold about half of the 2,200 passengers. Also, I didn't know that lifeboat drills were canceled. Craig Sopin, a lawyer and collector of Titanic memorabilia from Philadelphia, said it is amazing to see some of Lord Mercy's journal after all this time. Said though through the journal, we get to see inside his mind, and some people have said this is one of the best documentaries about it. So saying the Titanic was traveling at full speed in an icy environment, mentioning, quote, excessive speed and no reduction of speed, I mean, that shows that the crew was not on it. I don't know if you guys watch the show Below Deck. Below Deck, I've been starting to watch. It's on Bravo. You have Captain Lee, who is the bomb. He's fantastic. And then there's crew, and some of the crew stink, and some of the crew is wonderful. And I always wonder, I go, well, doesn't Captain Lee have to sleep? So I guess when Captain Lee sleeps, there's another first mate and somebody else on board. Well, I believe when this happened with the Titanic, the captain was asleep in bed. And, to think that if any little thing could have changed, this might not have happened. Apparently, the judge also said that two vessels had informed the Titanic of icebergs, growlers, and floes, along with drawing of diagrams, adding that the temperatures were falling, which indicated ice. He said an ice warning came through at 2 p.m., and was handed to Bruce Ismay, the chair of the White Star. Bruce apparently folded it up and put it in his pocket, but didn't make it public. Not sure why. Then the iceberg was spotted at 11:39 p.m. by the Crow's Nest lookout. They rang the alarm bell. Iceberg right ahead. That's probably how they did it. And then the boat was traveling at 26 miles per hour. So when they tried to steer, there wasn't enough time. So the Titanic struck into the 60-foot-high iceberg shortly afterwards. Now, the watertight doors were closed to wall off the flooded areas. But the judge noted that some of them were manually opened by crew to move water hoses and pumps, but then left open. Lord Mercy recorded the fact that the Titanic stopped after it hit the iceberg, but then continued moving forward at half speed for another 20 miles. Well, that increased the amount of water coming in. So if they could have kind of slowed down, maybe, I would think, well, try to race to land, but they were in the middle of nowhere, so they couldn't have raced to land. They said after an hour after the collision, the first lifeboat was lowered, with an order for the boats to be filled with women and children first. But according to Mercy's notes, they did not fill the lifeboats to capacity. Again, something that we all, had learned. Additionally, he recorded that one of the lifeboats, 61 out of the 68 passengers were men, including Bruce Ismay, the chairman. So a suit got to get into the boat, just like the suits getting the vaccines first. See, it always happened. So, when you look at the Titanic and you look at what went wrong, you see a lot of similarities with things going wrong you know, in our neck of the woods when there's pandemics. Things happening too slow. People sleeping on the job. Not that the captain slept on the job, but, you know, things happening when people aren't looking. Crews maybe not doing their job. And so it'll be interesting to see. I want to watch this. But this was, unfortunately, so many things could have been prevented. The timeline of the Titanic disaster shows that, you know, when the warnings came, April 10th, 1912, the Titanic set sail from Southampton to New York. And Marconi Company, 4 days later, radio officers on the Titanic received a total of 6 warnings that there was ice in the vicinity. The crew, however, I believe, didn't get the memo. So this was April 14th, anywhere between, I believe, 9 and 22:30. By April 14th, by 23:39, lookout Frederick Fleet in the Crow's Nest spotted the iceberg. Turned to port, the vessel was damaged to avoid a direct collision, but suffered a, quote, glancing blow. Some people have also suggested that if the Titanic had hit the iceberg head on, there might have been less damage. Instead, because it steered, it scraped all along the side, allowing more water to come in. This doesn't talk about that, but that was another thing that had said. By 12:05 on April 15th, Captain Edward Smith orders abandon ship. So the abandoned ship order came about a half hour later. It took them a while to assess the damage, figure out what happened, brush their teeth, get dressed. Titanic's final lifeboat was launched by 2:05. So this went on for 2 hours. 10 minutes later, the liner's angle in the water increased rapidly. It reached over 30 degrees. Water started to flood parts that wasn't flooded. And then by 2:20, within 15 minutes, the Titanic completely disappeared beneath the waves. So it was a 2-hour and 40-minute ordeal after striking the iceberg. So I'll let you guys know if, you know, we're able to kind of see this documentary. I'm sure we'll be able to get access to it out here. But it's spooky to see how, you know, when you have disasters, you know, it always seems to be kind of the same thing. You know, somebody not, you know, the person who knew what they were doing, the person who could have prevented it, not available. You know, crew not doing their job, miscommunication, lack of preparation. You know, it's the same recipe. And I believe if a company or institution or a country prepares, like lifeboats, for example, how would I relate that to now in America? We don't have enough hospitals. We've never had enough hospitals. Why not? Now, well, they're ugly and they cost money and they... Why don't we have more hospitals? Why does California only have 75,000 hospital beds for a state of 40 million? Right? Why is that? Now, in terms of people getting off the boat, you know, the suits, well, I've already kind of made that analogy. So I think we could learn lessons from history, which is why I love history so much. We don't. People just, history just keeps happening over and over and over again. So, oh, it's a shame. It's tragic. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.